There's a major rat problem in Belfast, according to one local councillor. We were contacted, the Nolan Show was contacted by someone who works in Belfast City Centre who told us that there is a colony, their words, of rats visible in one Belfast entry every morning and that nothing has been done to date by the council. Now, we sent our reporter Nicola Weir down and she's taken some video footage. That's up on our Twitter feed, I presume. Right now, at Stephen Nolan on our Facebook page, Real Stephen Nolan. Vinny's actually working today, he's put it up. So it's all up there, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter, The Real Stephen Nolan on our Facebook page, and you can see what some of these workers are actually having to deal with. But the Ulster Unionist Party Councillor Jim Rogers says some businesses need to take more care with waste, which he says is attracting the vermin. He is not talking about the specific case that we were looking at in the video, and that's important to note. I spoke to Jim earlier and began by asking him how big the rat problem is throughout the city centre in Belfast.
Well, Stephen, I don't want to alarm people, but we're getting an enormous amount of complaints, both from businesses as well as residential ratepayers, and they're saying where they're all coming from. Now, our pest control people are exceptionally busy, and people are having to wait a number of days before they can get out to see the problem. And the staff are working really hard to try and get on top of this problem.
So is this a volume of complaints, Jim, like never before? Is it different?
Well, we get this from time to time. And with the cold weather coming in the next day or two, we'll obviously get more people complaining. But I don't want anybody to be alarmed. We will get on top of it. Those who are asking us to assist them, they have a responsibility too, particularly businesses. Where do take restaurants and cafes, where are they throwing their meat, etc.? Because that's what encourages rats. And there's not an infestation or anything like that, but it is an issue we are naturally concerned about, and the council are certainly on top of it, but people are getting a little bit impatient because they maybe have to wait anything up to 5 days before someone will come out.
But what...
we don't have a large number of people in our pest control section, but they're certainly highly efficient, I can assure you.
But what you're saying to me is that there has been a large number of businesses complaining.
Well, not so much complaining as asking for assistance from the council. And then there's obviously people using the private companies to deal with the issue. But we will do our best, as always. And I hope that we will soon get on top of it. But people shouldn't panic. It's not just in Belfast it's a problem. You'll find people throughout the United Kingdom and even the Republic of Ireland complaining about the increase in the number.
You know, the email, Jim, that we got from a listener was to say that there are two young ladies who are having to open up a shop every morning. They're having to collect the morning papers from an entry, and that this person that's witnessed this feels for them as they've seen these rats every morning in the last fortnight. And we sent our reporter, Nicola Weir, no doubt the rats ran away from her. We sent her down this morning at 6 o'clock. And there was, we've got it on video, there's the rats running around the entry.
Well, I will speak, if you tell me off air the exact location, I will get our pest control people to go out and see what they can do about it. Now, Stephen, I'm going to have to be excused because... I've got another important appointment that people are waiting for me, so I'm sorry I can't discuss this any further, but you take it from me. I will deal with it. You let me know.
Thank you, Jim.
Some of your staff to tell me where this problem is, and I will have our pest control people out.
Now, listen, Jim, just before you go, I believe you're off to Lanzarote. I don't want you in any Speedos in Lanzarote.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm actually going to London, to Westminster, to lobby for City Deal. And hopefully, whenever the Chancellor makes his announcement next week in the budget, there'll be brilliant news for City Deal, which involves six different councils in Northern Ireland and the Eastern region.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, Belfast City Council has told the Nolan Show that actually their pest control team have been down within the vicinity of that area, and that the manholes and sewers were treated on Sunday, the 14th of October. They say that staff from their environmental health team have also been on the ground carrying out regular assessments around the exclusion zone following the fire at Bank Buildings, and that sewers have been baited in the area every other week since the fire took place. And they have enhanced the city centre street cleansing resources in the area, which in the areas which are being used as alternative routes. The rat catcher Jim England with us this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Steve. You're getting over Jim's this morning.
I don't know how common this is in a city, right?
Very.
Is it?
Very.
In any city?
Yeah. Any city. I mean, we're over here in London, and obviously we're dealing with rats on a daily basis. I mean, it's not rocket science at the end of the day. It's just about being responsible. It sounds like, you know, that the council are doing their best there. What it requires, it just needs like a sort of a approach where you've got the local businesses doing their bit. For example, basic things like the waste going into the bins there. You tend to find most commercial bins will be the large sort of Euro-type bin that's up on four wheels. Now, what a lot of people don't realise is the underneath of those bins, you've got a plastic plug that can be removed to wash the bin out. So,
really?
When the bin starts to get a bit smelly, or, you know, it needs a bit of a washout, a bit of a jet wash, you can undo the plug in the bottom and you can jet wash it out. And the trouble is that often happens, but the plug doesn't get put back. So what you've got a nice rat-sized hole. It's about the diameter of a tennis ball. And I've seen it many, many times in London where the rats are going into the underside of the bins. And it's such a quick, easy fix. Obviously, the other problem is, you know, obviously the council, or not the council, sorry, but the local businesses are paying for their waste to be removed. Sometimes they might oversubscribe, they might overfill the bins. So you end up with a situation where you've got the waste not actually getting in the bin.
Here's what I want to know, Jim, right? And thank you for that. It's important. But essentially, the listener who's contacted the Nolan Show is saying that some of the workers are having to actually do some of their work outside with these rats running around them, all right? Now, I would faint. I would absolutely, if I saw there was a mouse in my house, this is true. This is true. I was getting work done last year. There was a mouse in my house, and I ran out of the house, and I had to get two men down to lift that mouse. That little, it was dead.
Yeah.
I had to get two men down to lift it. I wouldn't go near these things. Yeah. If I saw one, it would probably kill me.
I've got a mate of mine. He's a builder, and he's a rough and ready lad. You know, he can look after himself, but he's the sort of fellow, if he was driving down the road and another car got in his way, he'd more than likely jump out and clout the other driver. But if he saw a mouse, he would be stood on a chair screaming.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's me. I'd faint.
It affects everyone in different ways. I think it's the sudden movement. It is, for some people, it's a real phobia, you know. But I mean,
here's the question I want to ask.
Go on.
These rats run around some places in our city centre, and context, you're saying this happens in every city, right?
Yes.
But let's say those women were... these women apparently are, it's newspapers, and they're having to go out and get them and lift them into the shop, and there's rats in the entry where the papers are.
Yeah.
Could those rats bite you? And if those rats
rats are, they're no different. I mean, if you go out into the country and you try and get near any wild animal, be it a rabbit, a squirrel, a fox, a bird, whatever, they do not want human interaction. And I think the rats always get the sort of, they get this sort of portrayal, you know, they're always the sinister character. Then, you know, they're not going to come at you. They're not going to try and take you on. You know, I mean, even the rats in London, you know, it's they're not like hoodie rats, you know. They're not going to come after you.
Right. Who's dead now, right. my father told me a story when I was a little boy, and I still don't know if this is a myth or this is true. So my father told me that on an occasion that a rat had jumped up, bitten him on the chest, right?
Right, yeah.
And that when you kill a rat, they have locked jaw. In other words, that their jaws lock. And he told me this story of how he had to go to the hospital. Now, I was a 78-year-old. It's intriguing that as a 45-year-old man, I still don't know. But he told me this story, that he had to walk in to the Royal Victoria Hospital with a dead rat hanging from his chest. Do they have lockjaw?
No. I mean, like any animal or creature, you know, if it dies suddenly, things can lock up, you know, but I've not come across anyone who's had a rat locked onto them after death.
So might that be true? Can a jaw lock?
Technically, but I, you know, it's not saying, no, not really. I mean, no, I mean, you know, that I think your dad might have been just winding you up, you know, as dads do.
Well, he's wound me up to the point that 38 years later, I'm still terrified of one of these things locking on to me.
I mean, the main thing is, what I would be more concerned about with the rat situation there with the young ladies collecting the newspapers is that, for example, if one of them had like a you know, let's say they've recently scratched themselves, they've broken the skin, they've cut their hand or whatever, and then they came into contact with, if a rat had crawled across the bundle of papers, they're picking up the bundle of papers and they used to get some rat urine, you know, or then they used to go and eat without, you know, washing their hands or... So that would be more kind of within sort of the realms of believability in terms of contracting an illness or a disease.
Yeah. As I get older, I've got to say this is happening to me, but I'll ask the question anyway. Do rats pee all the time?
No, you often hear these statistics about rats and mice being incontinent and they wee a lot. No, I mean, mice wee a lot. They'll use it as a means of navigating. Mice have got pretty poor eyesight and they will use it as a means of marking their trails and also their territory. Rats, on the other hand, no, it's a little bit of a fallacy that they you know, that they can't stop weeing. You know, no, that's not really, you know, they might use it for marking territory and stuff like that, but no, they don't typically sort of go around, you know, weeing all the time.
Jim, thank you. Peter and Killyleagh. Morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Stephen. I only worry that the bins should be emptied on a weekly basis.
That's a terrible line. We'll see if we can get it fixed. Bill in Belfast. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I wouldn't worry too much about a rat biting me. I would worry about touching something that a rat had urinated on, as what happened to my daughter. She was working in stables, and she had a wee cut in her hand, and she was lifting whatever she was lifting, and it was contaminated by rat's whittle. So later on that night, she took ill and we took her to the hospital.
Really?
And she just happened to mention the doctor that she works in stables and there's rats there. So they took blood samples and put her on an antibiotic drip immediately. She had the first stage of, I think it's called Wehler's disease, which can kill you.
It can
be. Not caught in time.
That's right.
So I wouldn't worry about a bite. I'd worry about being contaminated by their urine.
Yeah.
Now, that would make you more frightened, wouldn't it?
Big time, yeah.
Big time, you know, and that's why you should always wear gloves when you're in the rat. Well, us city people, when we're in the country, I go fishing. I have an antiseptic hand wash with me. My hands is in and out of the water. You know, you can't be too careful. I lived out in the country.
It wouldn't be the vile disease or whatever you call it.
Vile, something like that, yeah.
It would be the look of it. I'd collapse.
Have to get to the hospital within 24 hours to get the antibiotics drip up and tablets.
Here's Willie in Belfast. Thank you, mate. Morning, Willie.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing all right.
Stephen, I just wanted to tell you, myself and George McKinney and Derek Gilmer and a few of us in Finlay Package, and we made that story up.
With my dad?
Yes.
Do you remember the story?
I do, of course. We made it up.
So hold on a minute. You worked with I remember George McKinney. I remember my dad talking about him. So you worked with my dad in Finlay Packaging.
Yeah, my name's Willie Finlay. I work with your father. He's a lovely man. Great man. Great footballer.
He certainly was.
And your mother knew Audrey well. She worked in the bookbinding department.
Talking all day, no doubt, like she still does.
Never shut up.
I can't shut her up even now. So tell me this.
Yes.
Do you remember my dad telling me that story when I was a little boy?
I remember us making it up for, you know, to go for him to tell you.
Wow. Honestly?
Aye. Sure was a makeup. We kept you going all the time. I think it was just before you went to the Royal School. I'm not sure, but I think you were about 8 or 9 or something.
That's right. And here's me now, 45 years of age, still believing that story you lot made up.
I was sure those were good days, Stephen.
I was up there. I was up the Ballygamartin Road a few months ago. And yeah, sometimes I go up and I know this sounds weird, but you know, now and again, I go up and I drive past my primary school, Spring Hill.
Yep.
And I go up Westway Gardens and I drive past the old house I lived in. It just makes me feel good. I don't know why. It's maybe memories of a child or whatever.
Well, I go up sometimes too, so they just drive past.
Yeah, and Finlay Packaging is, it's gone now. Well, and the whole site where that was a packaging factory, I think they made cigarette casing, didn't
they? That's right, yep.
And it's just all overgrown now and that site's gone.
And I'll tell you another thing. Your father was thinking when you, at 11 plus, he was thinking of sending you to Methody. And we had a chat with him and said, you're driving down from Brentwood Park and you're going up the Springfield Road so you could drop him off at Inst.
Methody?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, there you are. Well, we try to bring people out from darkness into light, Stephen.
Absolutely. Imagine being forced to go to Methody. My life would never have been the same. I probably could barely read or write. I'm sure that school will sue me for that. It is a joke.
So, you know, those were good days. Your mum was great crack.
She's going out to dinner tonight with a few of her friends, and I love her very, very much.
Oh, she's a nice lady.
Willie, thank you very much. Thank you. Birdie, morning, Birdie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Lovely to hear you back again. And I'm talking about the rats there. A lot of this could be...
Finney's telling me he got his manhole done at the weekend along with the drains and things here.
Yeah.
So he got that done. We need to get those done and cleaned out and things.
Yes.
All this talk with these rats.
Goes on at the weekends and people come out of restaurants and places and they carry out food and that. So I'll throw a lot of the food and rubbish down in the streets, containers that they've been eating out of and that. And it entices and encourages rats and therefore they breed like anything. And also the type of rat poison we have in the market, the present day, some of it's very little good. Years ago, the Common Market banned a particular brand of rat poison.
Common Market.
It was real deadly. And when they got one feast of it, that was the last supper for them. So it was. And you were talking about a rat catch, you see.
Yes.
If you bent down a rat coat, you by the fingers, and the little locket's teeth. But the minute you put your hand down near the ground and its feet touches the ground, it'll let go and run.
Well, first of all, I don't do bending down.
No, but if it don't say that it caught you even down, you know, down that, if you did happen to go down, if you panicked and one got the hold of you, you would do anything. You're supposed to get rid of it.
And pass out, Birdie. Mickey in Belfast. Morning, Mickey.
Listen, why is Nicola Weir getting all the good jobs?
What do you mean?
You sent her to do all the good stuff. Chasing rats and bins and everything else, for God's sake. What do you like? Leave the girl alone.
Well, we had to torture even to go.
You what?
You got to understand what Nicola Weir's like. She sits in the office and talks non-stop. Just talks all day. Not on air, by the way. Just talks all day.
Well, here, you want to check a backseat of your car for a rat?
Yes.
All them crisp packets in it and everything else.
My car's a little bit dirty at the moment.
It'll be in there somewhere, right behind your seat. You'll never know the minute it'll bite you.
What are you doing staring into my car?
Oh, I've seen it.
I remember
you
Sammy.
You've seen it.
I remember Sammy Wilson in the days he talked to me. He doesn't anymore. I remember Sammy Wilson left a wee, he took a picture. I was parked down at Belfast City Airport and he took a picture of all the rubbish inside my car. Sent it to me. Those are the good days.
You should have a picture of all the rubbish he talks.
Those are the good old days when the DUP used to talk to me, Mickey. How dare I cover RHI? Here's Peter in Killyleagh. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Thanks. Basically, this rat poison problem, I think we should have the bins back to a weekly basis.
I
have to consider the Black Death. Who caused the Black Death? Who brought it across? Wasn't it the rats? You know, we have to take all this here.
I actually don't know. To be fair to the council now, in terms of the commercial bins in Belfast City Centre, I don't know how often all of that rubbish might be lifted on a different rota than our bins.
Basically, Belfast City Centre, you have Sandy Row, you have all the houses right round Belfast City Centre, and they're not doing, to tell me them once a fortnight. It's actually a sin. It's a sin against the people. Really, they need it at least once a week. And the same should apply right across Northern Ireland. It's our health we have to look after. And yes, what about a bit of employment? We could double the people doing the bin by having them done on a weekly basis.
Peter, thank you. Here's Jim in Ardoyne. Morning, Jim.
Jim, I worked down the docks for 20 years. And I worked for my father. I used to be a boss in Barnethalo. They were big, big, massive, heavy boats. And at the end of that boat, while the rest of the men worked on, my brother knocked off and went around and killed all the rats. Big, big rats the size of your arm.
Really?
Aye.
But come on, size of rat, the size of your arm.
I'm telling you, they were massive.
Stop spoofing.
I was scared, stiff. Now, the rest of the men were...
Now, you're spoofing. You're going to give me the willies here. You're spoofing.
Even, listen very carefully. I worked in there for 20 years. My brother, when we all worked away to finish the boat, my brother was around killing the rats. And I'll tell you another thing, too. If I got a mouse in the house and I couldn't get it, my brother would have come over to the house and he wouldn't have left the house until he got that mouse. He was absolutely brilliant. He had a rat one under his shed one time and he had, the whole back was covered in concrete. And he waited for days and days till he got that rat. That's the God's truth. He died there now. He died there about 6 years ago. But he was a genius at getting the rats right. No fear.
Do you know what I'm just wondering?
No doubt you're about to share it, but go ahead.
Do you know where a rat can go up a pipe?
Yes, it can go up a drain pipe.
Yes, or a mouse.
It disappears in that video. You can see one disappear up a pipe.
So if they can go up a drain pipe,
yes.
What stops them coming up your toilet?
Well, a drain pipe isn't full of water. I don't know, maybe they can.
Well, rats can
water
swim.
Water means nothing to a rat.
Yeah, but they could... Egypt.
What?
A rat can swim.
No, I'm just highlighting the difference between a sewer pipe and a drain pipe.
What is to stop a rat coming up the toilet and biting your...
They could do in Fantasy Island. And you know, because you live near the water,
yes,
then rats, there can be more rats around that area. So you could be sitting there dozing away on your porcelain throne.
I'm going to have to put an alarm in my toilet.
I don't know if that's such a thing. You could try and invent that.
Good.
A rat alarm on your toilet.
Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Do you know what stops a rat coming up the toilet? I'm going to be traumatised by this now.
Listen, I had a frog in my toilet one time and it scared the hell out of me.
A what?
I do about a frog.
In your toilet?
Yeah. We had a pond in the garden.
When you were going for a wee, there was a frog in your toilet?
Swear to God. And my husband wasn't in at the time. So I just put the lid down and I won't go in there again. But when he came home, of course, the frog had gone. But I never used the toilet with the same confidence again, to tell you the truth.
There are stories in America of snakes coming up toilets, up through the pipework. So if a snake could come up through a pipework, then so could a rat.
A frog. Listen, my dad was bitten by a rat in the war in India and it locked onto his big toe and he killed it. But he was so traumatised that he had nightmares for years.
Yeah.
And he blacked my mum's eye one time because he dreamt that she was a rat.
Yeah. What?
Yes, I'm telling you. Strange things happen when rats get onto your foot.
And yet all those rats in the city centre went scarpering once they saw Nicola Weir.
Uh-huh. I would too.
See you tomorrow, everyone. Thanks for your company today. Bye-bye.